Proclamation number 3462 of 25th of March, 1945. Imperishability of divine revelations. What God reveals to those who are to be His instruments in the time to come remains until it has fulfilled its purpose. For God does not speak to people so that it goes unheard, but His word shall reach their ears, even though it then depends on the human being's will whether he listens to it or carelessly lets it fade away. God speaks words of love, admonition and warning to people, and they shall hear these words when the time is right. For He wants them to be helped in their spiritual adversity because they no longer want to or are able to help themselves. And because they themselves do not listen to God's voice, which sounds softly to the one who wants to hear it, He speaks to them through the mouth of man. He makes Himself known to a human being who is to pass on His voice, His word, to his fellow human beings. And He will not let His word pass away once it has taken its path to earth. For it would be a passing away of His word like the passing away of strength from Him, which is eternally impossible. If God expresses Himself, thus His strength is unmistakable, it will not pass away until the strength has become effective. But it only becomes effective when His word is received and considered in the heart. The word of God can certainly be rejected by the human being, but then his will has become active in a wrong way. But in order for the will to become active first, the word of God has to be conveyed to the human being, and this conveyance of the divine word will never be prevented by God, which, however, would be the case if the word conveyed by God to earth could not be made audible to people. Anyone who has grasped the significance of the divine word will also never doubt God's omnipotence and love, who will always find ways and means to accomplish His work. His revelations do not belong to the earthly world but originate from the spiritual kingdom and are intended to lead people back into the spiritual kingdom. Hence they will not fall prey to earthly plans of destruction either, but will be preserved until the time has come when the divine word shall be spread. The spiritual food is incorruptible and will then be offered to people when they are sinking earthly and no longer have the strength to rise up. Then they will need divine strength, divine encouragement, food and drink for body and soul. For the body will also be strengthened if they take in the spiritual nourishment. And then the strength of the divine word shall become effective according to the human being's will, as he opens his heart and allows the strength to flow into him. For God certainly gives His gift unmeasured, but He does not force it upon people. Yet no one will be able to say that the spiritual food was never offered to him. God considers everyone according to His will. He is the delicious gift ready for all people, His word, which He Himself conveys to earth in His great merciful love in order to help their fellow human beings. And thus He will protect His work as well as all those who want to serve Him as instruments, who are recipients of the divine word and have the task to pass it on, who shall be active as mediators between God and people in the end time, which has begun and will not last much longer. For in this time God offers people many blessings, and thus also the most precious gift, His word, in which He Himself descends to people in order to help them in greatest spiritual need. Amen.